Hi, and thanks for stopping by. It's awfully great to have you here today. You know, in business, there's a number of things that always change. It's never really consistent. You have your good days, you have your not good days. You have your concerns, your not concerns. Everything falls into place and it all works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is that you need to treat each day as very special and very unique. And a little over, well, I guess now 47 years ago, we created a program which was interesting in that it was designed to help people to understand the one most important part of success is you. All too often it simply gets left out. And what we mean by you is you are the key to your own success. You have your likes, you have your dislikes, you have the things you want to do that you don't want to do, and so forth and so on. But when you put all these together in a package, you have the good stuff and you have the not so good stuff. The good stuff you want to keep, you want to use as often as you can. The not so good stuff you want to figure out how not to use and to get rid of. You know, for somebody that doesn't like to get up early in the morning, getting up in the morning and going to work may not be an easy thing. It may mean you need to overcome some things to make that actually work. But there's so much more to it than understanding just that you are the key and the most important person in the things that you want to do, whatever they may want to do. Your motivation, your success, your reason behind it. If you look at some of the most successful athletes, some of the most professional doctors, people who've succeeded in their field have done so because they were motivated to do it. I'm going to give you kind of a scenario, and it hasn't been one that's been very popular, but two military units, one not of the United States, wanted to take a town. It was either Afghanistan or Iraq, and I apologize, I don't remember. And after almost 2 weeks of devastating fighting, they didn't take it. So it was turned over to an American unit. Very proud to say it was one of the distinguished units. And they did it in 3 days. And the commanding officer of that unit had to go report to the commanding officers of the foreign unit to find out why they succeeded when they failed. And it was one very simple reason. My troops were more motivated than yours. That's the key to success. It's that motivation. And when you're in business, you have to motivate yourself every day, even from the highs and from the lows. So what this entire program is all about, and what we're looking to accomplish over the coming months, actually, is to introduce you to three of the things that we've worked with very successfully and see if we can help you out. One of those things are success. What does it take to succeed? What does it take to understand where you fit in that success? The other thing is social media. For small businesses, not so much for the big business or the medium-sized businesses. Small businesses often get left out of many of the things, and all too often many small business owners and operators don't have the time to start putting together some of the simple things that we've come up with over the years to make it work. For example, pretty much everyone today has a social media site, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever the case may be. It's there. Do you promote it? And how do you promote it without having to take a lot of time and money out of your pocketbook to do so? Well, think about this. You own a restaurant. What is your slow day? What would it mean if you had an extra 15, 20 people every couple hours come in during that slow day and get a meal? What would you offer them to motivate them to come in? There's the key right there. How do you motivate people to do something? Well, if you say, when they come to your cash register or the waiter or the waitress says good evening, you give them a little piece of paper, and on that piece of paper is your website address. Look at this once a week and take a look at our specials. Hey, you never know what you find out. Sometimes there's really good ones on there. These are simple things. Doesn't take a lot of money, doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't even take a lot of effort. Years ago, the restaurant was opened up in New York City, and it's very expensive to open up a restaurant in New York City, or pretty much any city today, but New York especially. And they weren't doing very well, and when they reviewed the orders, they noticed that they weren't selling a lot of desserts, coffee, tea, alcohol, desserts. And they said to the waiter and waitresses, what I'd like you to try is, when everybody's done, you're clearing the table, before you hand anybody a check, you simply ask them a question. Would you like coffee or tea with your dessert? Interesting. Simple. Would you like coffee or tea with your dessert? And just be quiet. You'd be surprised how many people say, you know, I could go for a cup of coffee, and what do you got good for dessert? After a couple of weeks, they reviewed things again, and they were showing a good-sized profit, because desserts, coffee, tea, sodas, things like that, are profit items in restaurants. So there are things we hope to pass on to you. There are also information that we'd like to pass on to you about the social media and about success. Things that you can use to help others to succeed and become motivated. Now, in all fairness and in full disclosure, we also have a site devoted to that, where somebody who wants to be, you want them to be trained to succeed at certain things, you'll visit the site. But right now, let's just introduce you to the things we hope will be successful for you. If you have any questions, ideas, or anything you'd like to bring up, please, we have a confidential site. You could just simply send it to us. And that site would be, very simply, business2000@mail2world. That's business2000@mail2world.com, of course. So let us know what you think. We're just getting started with this. This is our first real attempt at opening up a blog. We have a tremendous website. If you'd like to visit us and see all the different things we do, simply go to business2020.square.site. That's business2020.square.site. See what you think. Well, thank you very much for stopping by, and you know, take a check back with us every once in a while and see what we've come up with. Oh, and by the way, if you go to the site, you'll get our address for this. Again, we're new at this, but we're not new in the business world. We've been working with businesses all over the country, 47 plus years, really have. So we've taken a lot of ups and downs out of the mystery of things. We've worked with small businesses mostly, occasionally some other size businesses. We've even worked with young men and women who were about to go into business and simply fill in some of the blank spaces. One of the most important things that you can do before you accept to do anything, or before you sign a contract or sign an agreement or going to buy something, I always say the one thing you should do, because this is the worst thing a salesperson wants to hear, I'm going to think about it. 2 or 3 days, whatever the case may be. When you say that to someone who's anxious to sell you something, always be a little skeptical. If they come back with, well, if you don't do this now, you're going to lose out on the 10%. I guess I'll lose out on the 10%. But the whole idea is, if you take the time to think about what you're going to do, do some research, do some checking, whatever the case may be, you'll find that maybe you made the right decision, or maybe you just lose the 10%, or maybe you ain't going to lose 10% if you tell them I'll do it, but I want the 10%. So there are things that we'll pass on to you from people who have been doing it over the years, and the things that we've been doing over the years. Social media can be very expensive and time-consuming, which is why a lot of businesses, you know, cater out to it. They find a social media site and they pay for it. But there are things that you can do inexpensively. Doesn't take up a lot of time, doesn't take up money. We mentioned one briefly. If anybody has any questions on that, we can fill in the gaps for you. But it does work. Remember, today there's also voice search, which is something you should be interested in and participate in. And two, there's also the bonus system, something we can discuss later on. So again, thank you very much, and have a great one. Bye now.